Innisfail. Three local males are facing drug trafficking charges involving cocaine and methamphetamine following a lengthy probe involving multiple RCMP detachments and an Alberta Sheriff's unit. In a media release from October 18, RCMP Corporal Troy Savinkov said the investigation that began in September led to the trio of arrests in Innisfail on October 12. We are thankful to have interdicted these offenders who were actively engaged in the harmful sales of cocaine and meth in our community, said Innisfail RCMP Staff Sergeant Ian Immy, the detachment commander. Savinkov said Innisfail RCMP began an investigation last month into drug trafficking within the Innisfail area. He said Innisfail RCMP, with assistance from Blackfalds, Sylvan Lake and Pinoca RCMP detachments, as well as the Alberta Sheriff's Safer Communities and Neighborhoods, SCAN, unit, joined forces focusing on an Innisfail residence and its occupants. During the probe, suspects were observed actively engaging in what was believed to be drug trafficking, said Savinkov. He said on October 12 RCMP arrested two male suspects in their vehicle and seized cocaine and drug trafficking paraphernalia. Subsequent to that arrest, added Savinkov, RCMP executed a search warrant at an Innisfail residence on 45th Street. He said during the search a third suspect was arrested and police seized cocaine, methamphetamine, drug trafficking paraphernalia and two firearms with ammunition. Savinkov said two males, age 20 and 21 and both residents of Innisfail, have been charged with possession for the purpose of trafficking cocaine and possession for the purpose of trafficking methamphetamine. He said a 37-year-old male resident of Innisfail is also charged with possession for the purpose of trafficking cocaine, possession for the purpose of trafficking methamphetamine, and unsafe storage of firearms. Innisfail RCMP told the Alberton that the names of the accused have not yet been released as their charges have not yet been sworn in court. Savinkov said all three accused have been released from custody and are scheduled to appear at the Provincial Court of Justice in Red Deer on December 7.